Hi. Is there room over here for me? Cool, thanks. I'm here a lot. Are you? I mean, I haven't recognized you, but it is, the gallery is huge. Oh, this is... Oh, so you've been here before. Yeah, this one, it is new. It's very new. The artist just brought it in a couple days ago. Like, two or so. I was super excited to see it. What do you think about it? I mean, I'm a big art fan. You're not sure. Huh. Why are you not sure about it? It's not pretty. Well, I mean, it's... Pretty is subjective, isn't it? Okay, no, I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm just saying, technically, pretty is subjective. Okay, what I mean when I say pretty is subjective, I mean that, a lot of people think that pretty means something is feminine or pink and purple and, you know, white and soft colors. But... Okay, I didn't doze off. I was just thinking, okay? I'm not great with words. To me... Okay. You see that guy over there, right? Yes, in the blue jeans and a t-shirt, yes. He's... not dressed elegantly. You know? He's not... trying hard to impress. He's just here, existing in this exact moment, and to me, that's pretty. That's beautiful. Would I tell him that he's pretty? Yes, I absolutely would tell him that he's pretty. Okay. I think human beings are the purest type of art. Hold on, let me explain. So I know the artist, right? I know the person who made this painting, and they think, like me, that people are the purest kind of art. They think that existing is beautiful and incredible, and some of the greatest things that you could do is just purely exist as a human being. I mean, not to be forward, but you are pretty. And once again, it's not in a feminine way or in a masculine way or in any sort of way. To me, what they taught me is that pretty is when you can just look at it. But not just at, like, face value. It's where you can look at it and notice the little things. And that makes it better. That makes it pretty. That makes it art. You know? I hope I don't sound absolutely ridiculous, but you are art. I mean, look at my eyes. Yes, this random stranger who you just met in an art gallery wants to look in your eyes. Come on, just do it, okay? Okay, so, looking in your eyes right now, I can see every color, every hue, every shade that makes your eyes what they are. The way your eyelashes just exist. The way they look incredible. Your eyes look incredible. The way that you're catching these medical grade lights and somehow making them look elegant or pretty. The way they reflect. The way you make them reflect. You are art. You know that? I mean, think about it. Like, okay. Every color that had to come together to create your skin tone. Your eyes, your hair, your fingers. any hyperpigmentation, any lack of pigmentation, anything that created what you are wasn't just made. And that's the beautiful thing about art is you think about these colors and how the artists had to mix these colors to make it this to make it this thing that we could sit here and talk about, this thing that I can talk to a stranger about who I've never seen, who is so pretty. And somehow it makes me seem less weird. I hope I don't seem weird. Passionate. Passionate is the word that you would use. Okay. Thank you for not being weirded out by my passion. But I'm serious. You are pretty. I could look at you and probably find 100 things that make you art, that make you your own unique masterpiece, that make you completely you. Yes. Yes, okay, you caught me. This isn't all my own original thoughts. The artist who made this painting may have shifted my thoughts a little bit, changed the way I think about people, because I used to think that only flawless things were pretty or beautiful or worth being painted or looked at. But then, you know, I met that artist, this painter, who they changed everything. They changed the way I saw everything. Oh, you'd like to meet them. And what exactly would you want to talk about? How their friend is a lunatic? How maybe they should stop hanging out with her? Coffee. You said if they change my mind so much, you'd want to have coffee. Huh. Like, so you mean like the I'm sorry, the artist of this painting? Like the person who made this painting right here, this one. Yeah, okay, there's a lot of paintings in here. I'm just clarifying. Well, You see the bottom left-hand corner? Yeah, if you look very close, you can see a signature. Yeah, it's, yeah, it's like a little stem. You see that? You asked me a question at the beginning of this that I completely glanced over. Hi. My name is Cherry, and I came in today to see how people were liking my new exhibit. This one. And, I would love to have coffee with you. Under one condition. It's not crazy, I swear. Let me be the painter. And you be my muse.